Item 4, from the President and Chief Executive Officer, Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Matthews, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How would you like us to quickly review these this morning? I know you've got a number of them to go over.
Sure.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
With me is Richard Hecht, who's our Vice President of Operations and Chief Operating Officer. We have three projects listed in our request. The first is Vogel Hall renovation project. That is a $2 million project, of which we expect to raise just under $1 million, about $950,000. I'm pleased to tell you that we're doing this project in two phases. The first phase is the interior refurbishment or renovation of the hall itself, the theater itself, which is just under $500,000. We already have the funds committed for that, so we'll be proceeding with that interior refurbishment this summer, and then we're on pace to raise the rest of the funds that we need to be able to go into the lobby expansion. And the lobby expansion includes new ADA restrooms, new entrance and box office and so forth, and a new ADA lift. So we are raising private dollars to match the county dollars on that. So, but we are on pace to do the first phase of it this summer, which is all private dollars in the refurbishment of the interior of the theater. The second one is elevator modernization of our second elevator. Actually, we just completed the first one. This was in our capital request for this year. We've got it in again. These are the original elevators from 1969. This elevator happens to be the one that is right off of our parking structure skywalk, so it's our major elevator. It does need to be replaced. Modernization doesn't quite state what it is, but it needs to be completely rebuilt. The risk in these, if we don't get to them in a timely way, is they break down. We have to come to the county for the dollars to repair, but that ends up in the end costing more if we don't get at these projects in a timely way. So that's another priority for us. We're always asked to rank these, so the second priority would be the HVAC upgrades. We've done this in phases. We just completed last year one of the major phases above Eline Hall and the box office area. Now this is one that we need to be completed, this is the final phase.
This is the final phase.
So those are the projects that we've got on our list. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, and just for our colleagues, this will be the standard standard statement as far as what we do with items like this, which is, let me first say that I want to refer this item to the CIC, which is the Capital Improvement Committee. Obviously, standing committees see the reports first. The ultimate arbitrators, if you will, is the CIC, which decides on which projects they deem worthy. So just for knowledge and education, we're seeing this. This is by no means set in stone. Again, we're at the mercy of the CIC. Saying that, I would like to ask Mr. Matthews, while it's not part of this report, what's going on with your parking structure?
We are in the process of trying to put the financing model together. We're meeting again with Mr. Teague Whaley Smith next week. We'll continue to have conversations on that. We're making, I think, some good progress. Some other potential partners coming to the table on that just in recent days. So we don't have anything reflected in this. I will just say that if we don't get in the ground with a new parking structure next year, we'll have to borrow $4.5 million to put in the existing structure per our consulting engineer's report. There's no avoiding that. So the repairs we're doing this summer, $400,000, we can cash finance out of the remaining funds in our capital reserve fund for the parking structure. But if we're sitting here next year without an agreement to put a new one in place, then we'll have to spend those dollars. I would just add, by the way, that's as I've previously reported to the committee, we have a commitment of $25 million in private financing on the table pending completing negotiations on the project overall. There is an urgency on our part to get the lease done, as Mr. Tyler was talking about, because we're trying to keep that private money at the table.
Sure.
And they want to see a lease agreement, obviously. So I'm confident we can get this agreement done in pretty short order. But hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you. And I guess the only other question I have, Mr. Matthews, is so when did the meter start on this? How many years has it been since this was first brought up as a proposal?
10 years.
10 years already. Wow. Okay. Thank you.
You know, the movement towards self-sustenance, I think, requires that the parking project be completed as soon as possible.
That is still our goal, and as you probably know, those of you have seen or will see the public policy forum report, it's our major capital requirement to get that done for our business. So.
Other questions by committee members? Mr. Tyler has characterized the ongoing negotiations as moving along, so that's happening to your satisfaction?
Yes, as a matter of fact, to expedite the process, we actually submitted to him a draft lease document last week, modeled on what we thought were good models from the Public Museum and the Art Museum. So I think that'll help expedite the process to actually, as a partner, we took the step to actually put a lease document together from which we can then negotiate on terms.
Very, very good. We'll look forward to hearing about that in the very near future.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you much. That item is informational. Oh, no, we have a motion to refer to CIC. Is there any discussion of the motion? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, there are no objections.
Just ordered. Okay. There are no objections. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Item number 5, please.